Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it's Craig Petty back here again with Magic TV, and this week I have been interviewing the movers and the shakers, the producers, the dealers, the people that make the magic happen at the Blackpool Magic Convention. Let's be honest, we go for the lectures, we go for the shows, but what we're really excited about is seeing what we can spend our money on. And there are hundreds of stands, hundreds of dealers, and I haven't got a chance to speak to everyone, so I'm speaking to the best. And when you think of the best, the person that I'm going to be speaking to today is the best. He is an incredible mentalist, but as well as being an incredible mentalist who has literally written the book on mentalism, he's also the most in-demand consultant, graphic designer, just for magicians, the leading expert as far as I'm concerned with playing card marking systems, and just the nicest person in the world as well. You've seen him on Magic TV before. You will see him again after this. He is incredible. I am, of course, talking about Phil Smith from Phil Smith Creative. How you doing, Phil?
I'm very good, thank you. Yes, as usual, great intro. I can tell from how positive you were that the check has cleared.
It has. Thank you for that.
Much appreciated.
But it's true. It's true. You know, at time of filming, everybody is still buzzing about Evoke. And honestly, you know, just to mention that briefly, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't exist. You know, I mean, my only role in that was, hey, do you think we could do motivational business card, motivational posters and playing cards?
I think there was a little bit more. I think you're underselling your contributions there a little bit. I think you did quite, what is it, about 10 hours of contributions? It was good fun. We went back and forward a lot on that. I think your sort of direction on it. Teamwork makes the dream work.
It does indeed. And I love working with you, Phil. I really do. Because you just, it's very rare to find somebody who's as knowledgeable about, like, marking systems and design systems as you are, but at the same time you have the experience, the knowledge of being a magician and a mentalist. You understand this world, so you come at it from so many different directions. And you know,
I found my niche. Yeah, it's that crossover between being okay at design and being okay at magic. There's a little gap in the middle which I've sort of uniquely occupied.
It's just you. Absolutely. And I know that you've got so many we're working on multiple projects at the same time.
But... yeah, and there's a few that are already sort of in the can that I know that I'm quite excited about. I keep like, when's this coming out? Because I'm,
well,
it's one of my favorite things.
The next one is coming out at Blackpool. I haven't mentioned it at all, but at Blackpool, we're going to be seeing one of the ones that I think that we thought was our favorite as well, in terms of how that whole thing looks. And
I think that it's, I think that's one of my favorite. That's one people are going to be quite excited when they see that. The way that it works, the way that it looks, very unique. It's going to be great.
It's just a beautiful prop. So I'm excited about that. But as well as working with me, you work with so many other people. I mean, obviously, I just chatted recently to Luca. You were heavily involved with Luca on the Knicks project, which everybody is excited about. He's almost sold out and he hasn't even done his lecture.
They're not on sale and they've all sold out.
I know, it's just like, yeah, can you put me one aside? Can I have one?
It's going to be great.
But outside of Knicks and outside of Evoke and all the other things that you're working on that you can't talk about, because I know it must be frustrating for you because you're working on so many things that you just can't say what you're working on, and it might be months years before it sees the light of day. So it must be very frustrating.
Yeah, so it is the case. A lot of the time, this stuff is we spend a long time working on it, and we spend a long time after the product is finished, after my job's done. You know, you've got to go and sort of put all of the instructional stuff together. And that, obviously, you go very heavily into that. It takes a lot of time and a big investment of time. So, and then it's got to fit in with everybody else's launch schedule. It could be a year or so in between me finishing something and being all, oh, I want to show everybody this. But, like, I can't, because the part of the release is the excitement and the new. Like, if we start talking about something and then it comes out a year later, by the time it comes out, everyone's like, yeah, I'm just not really interested anymore. So we've got to keep this stuff quiet sometimes. That's why we can't talk about what's going to be released at Blackpool, although it's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. But you, as well as everything and all of this other stuff as well, you're having a stand this year at Blackpool. Now, I don't think you had one last year, did you?
Yeah, so last year, when we come to Blackpool, I want to have something new, interesting, exciting, because there's going to be people coming along who have been sort of following my stuff for a while, and they've got or they've seen the things that we've had before. So last year, we just haven't had it. We've been working on stuff for other people, like you, Craig, not pointing any fingers.
I think I've monopolized a lot of your time recently.
but we didn't have any new stuff. I didn't want to go along and just have all of the old, same old stuff. So I just went along as a punter, and which was very weird. But this year, because we've been like digging back in and we've got a whole load of new stuff, we're coming back with a vengeance, and we've got quite a few things that perhaps they're not brand new releases for Blackpool, but they're going to be the first time we've ever been to a convention with these things. It's not been widely sort of demoed or seen by regular sort of people who come to Blackpool and who are just curious about these things. I'm really excited to be able to sort of get them in front of people.
Well, let's talk about some of these things. Can you run me through what you're going to have there? Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course. So we've got the big new things that I want to, we're taking along that we're excited about. Obviously we've got the Fusion Mosaic Phenomenon, which I know that you've talked about quite a bit on the Magic TV.
But I think it's worth mentioning, if people haven't got Fusion Mosaic Phenomenon, it is amazing. I was doing a show just yesterday. I was doing close up before the show, and I was doing a stage show with Ryland. And beforehand, I was doing close up. And I must have done Fusion Mosaic Phenomenon about 10 times. And it's ridiculously strong.
I think some people would have seen it online, or they'll see, because you did the mat test with it, which was really great. And I love the moment when he realizes what it is that's happening. But seeing it in person, seeing like how it actually looks, it is slightly different because of the way that the camera condenses and compresses the image. It just changes it. So if you've seen it and you're curious about it, then come and see us at Blackpool, because I'd love to demo it and show you.
And it's worth noting that there's a lot of other ways of doing it than the way I do it. In fact, the way I do it and Ryland does it is very different to the way you do it. And in the instructions, you've got John Carey.
Carey's version,
an amazing version as a packet trick, which is just bizarre. And when I read it, I was like, really? But then you read it and you go, actually, this works really great. This is a super idea.
That was fun. I remember showing it to, well, yeah, anytime you show somebody something like that, who's a creative person, they'll just come up with their own, oh, that, you know, that makes me think of this, that makes me think of this. So that's a very sort of John Carey solution to it. But that's why I love, you know, it's why I love releasing this stuff. When you do, you're like with Evoke, you had an idea of how it was going to be, but then when you put it in front of Peter Turner, Peter Nardi, Ian Rowland, they've got a completely different way of approaching it that you would never have thought of. And that's partly what doing these releases is all about, because I want to see what other people are going to come up with Fusion Mosaic Phenomenal when they start trying to communicate their, you know, artistry, their sense of magic through this prop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really encourage anyone who's watching this to go up and watch it live. It's really great.
Yeah, we have a bit, people who haven't been to our stand, it's Phil Smith Creative, previously Miscellaneous Miracles. We're upstairs in the ballroom, and we have chairs. It seems like a really weird, because I'm quite a conversational performer. I like to have, you know, rather than just doing hit and run stuff, it's great for people to be able to come down and feel like they're part of, like, a moment when you're performing magic. That's why I love Blackpool. It's because that's, I love
The first time I properly met you was at the Session Magic Convention, probably
that
was what you did. You had your booth at the session, and you said, I was like, hey, can you show me something? And you said, sit down. I was like, this is weird. I was like, okay, I'll sit down. Me and Ryland sat down there, and you were showing, and we went away with everything. We had two of the thrift store, we had
how we get you
decks, we had everything. We just like walked away with the whole caboodle. But it was such a great way of doing it. It was
really the only reason that we do it is, I spoke to my friend Moz, who, you know, demos for Alakazam, and he's done Blackpool for so long. And he was like, Phil, get some good shoes. Your feet are going to hurt you. And I'm like, no, they're not, man. I'm going to get a chair. But of course, if we sit down, then the people have got to sit down. And so we just came up with this. And it's been a good fun sort of thing. And Man, I just love. I'm dead excited about Blackpool. I'm dead excited. And I love you build a little scene and you build a little crew over the course of the thing. And someone will, people will come back three times and you end up having a bit of a crack and a bit of chat with them. It's such a nice vibe. And yeah. You know, that's why it's great to go. Can't wait.
Oh, exactly. But, Blackpool's going to be amazing.
So we've got the fusion mosaic phenomenon. The other thing that's kind of like been a really big thing for us over the last year is the Elysian duets, which is our sort of the world's best marked deck. It's this the new iteration of the optical marking system.
And it is. I've got a video going up soon about the Elysian duets, and it is the best marked deck. There's no question. There's not even a debate about it. It's just ridiculously good.
We've figured out this optical marking system is something that we've had for a long time. It was originally on the DMC Elite playing cards, and now we've sort of transferred the system over. But it's been completely redrawn and started almost from scratch using the learnings that we've got from having done 5-6 different versions of them in the past. And at the moment, I'm kind of exploring how much we can like usefully add into something, not so that it becomes inconvenient or overloaded or complicated, but so that no matter how you want to attack magic, how you want to perform magic, if you want to do something ultra complicated, it'll help you do that. It's got the tools to do it. If you want to do something ultra super duper simple and just concentrate on your performance and your interaction with people, it's got that. I'm trying to cover as much as possible. And I think that the duets, I'm incredibly proud of them. And this is the first time we've ever had them at a convention. This is the first time a lot of people are going to see them. And it's going to be, you know, like I said, I'm always excited about Blackpool and being able to bring something along that I think people won't have seen before is a good fun thing. It's going to be exciting.
You know, I've been working with them for a while now, and it's the only marked deck I take with me. And there's so many good things I can talk about it. There's so many different ways it's marked. There's so many different, you know, like the way that you see the market. It's all wonderful. But I mean, a little point that I've picked up on, I really like the colors of the red and the blue as well. Like, just it seems like a different color to a lot of decks that I've seen. It's more, I don't know what it is, but
we've got our Pantone color book, and it's just part of doing the design. Is it I could just do an exact color match to, you know, like a deck of bikes or something, because it's the classic. We did red and blue for a reason, because we want people to feel comfortable using them, even though it's something new. But also, like, you can make it feel a certain way. So we usually like it's slightly darker, slightly stronger color. So that people feel like it's got something that is something new, even though it's familiar. But also, by having a slightly darker color, it increases the contrast between the whites of the system, the OMS, and the dark of the color, which means that in a slightly darker room, it pops a little bit more, makes it a little bit easier to use, which is our main driving force. It's easy to do strong magic using it. That's kind of like the drive for it. So even if you're an expert, then the really ambitious stuff that you want to do is going to be slightly easier. If you're just a beginner, then stuff that previously would have been impossible for you to do is going to be easier to do. Easy. That's the goal. I guess we'll find out if people like it or not.
I love them. And I will tell anybody, I've got terrible eyesight. The only time I can really see marks properly is if it's a Phil Smith product, because you make it so that it's invisible, but they pop. And if you've ever kind of said, and I've spoken to people that said this, I don't use marked decks because I can never see the marks. Do yourself a favor, sit down with Phil, and within a couple of minutes, you'll have your mind blown. You'll be seeing those marks almost as clearly as you would be reading a book.
It's good. Cool. It's nice to see. But one of the things that I always enjoy at conventions is people who haven't seen the marks. So seeing them see it for the first time is always quite fun. So if you've not seen them, then where have you been? Come along.
Come on over and check out the optical marking system.
Yeah, I have somebody, that a customer that we've had for a while, who messaged me and said, oh, like, I've always enjoyed using the OMS in the past because he's got macular degeneration, which is an optical condition that makes it harder increasingly for him to see in small details. And so when we were doing the original development of the Elysian duets, I basically asked him if it was okay, if I could get some feedback from someone who actually has got not just like bad eyesight like me and you, but, you know, like problems with their eyes. And we were able to talk to him about how it worked, how he was able to use them, and then try and improve that so that it improves it for him and for people who have similar conditions, but for people like us who've just got duff eyes. And it just makes it easy for everybody. So it's, you know, something that we try and focus on. But,
That's amazing.
It's good fun.
Awesome.
So those are the things that I'm most excited about, because they're sort of like mine and they're new. There's the two other things that I think people won't have seen before. We've got the Elder deck, which is this, which
I haven't seen this, but you've told me about this.
So this is people might not have seen it. It's part of a Kickstarter that I ran that, based on some work done by my friend John Watson, who is a wizard, a reader. Oh, wow. He definitely is. And they're playing cards, but they've each got a rune on them, sort of a Nordic rune from the sort of Elder Futhark alphabet, which I don't really know anything about. So John had this idea for doing this. We ran a Kickstarter last year, which allowed us to sort of bootstrap the project into existence. It's based on his design. I did some of the sort of refining on it and making sure that it went through the printers properly. The deck's beautiful, really pleased with that. And there's quite a lot of really interesting things that you can do with it, if you can imagine that. And it comes with instructions that explain how to use it for readings and the sort of reading themed magic. And again, with this essence to this feeling towards helping make things like that can be quite intimidating, like learning how to do readings, very complicated. But by having some of the magic backup tools that, you know, we've put in there, it gives you a fallback to let you be confident towards, you know, even if you're reading, if you use cold reading techniques or if you use reading techniques, you've got a fallback that you're guaranteed to be able to get hit from using, you know, the marking system or the trick system or whatever.
That's great. So
that's going to be good. I always love things like that at Blackpool as well, because a lot of the stuff that's at Blackpool is a very visual magic. And some of the stuff that we do is a little bit more esoteric. Mm-hmm. I was going to put people off, but it's a little bit more sort of weird or different. It's interesting to bring to the table. And that's going to be good fun to, it's good fun to put in front of people. And
that sounds wonderful.
See how it plays. It's pretty weird.
Especially if you're a cold reader. I know so many people are doing cold reading now. So many people are doing, so many people are doing tarot work. So, I mean.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of really good instructional information out there at the moment about how to do it. And there's a bunch of different approaches that have come about inside magic. You know, Enrique sort of intuitive tarot is really interesting. You know, Ian Rowland's got a lot of like great instructional material. Nick Wilson's stereotypes exist for a reason. There's a lot of great stuff out there. So if anybody's ever been interested in learning that kind of thing, then now's a good time to get into it. And why not learn how to do rune readings using the Elder deck?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do some card tricks along the way with that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
It should be good
for that's really cool. Okay.
The other thing was an update to a trick that we had previously called EDC dice, which uses, in a box just here. Here we go, our lovely EDC dice.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
I've never seen this, Phil.
Oh, man, that'd be right.
How have I not got?
I'll send you one of them, it's a sort of a peculiar trick that uses two small dice, which have instead of got numbers on, have got items that you might carry in your pocket. You play a little game with the audience using the items from inside their pockets and end up with an incredible revelation that I would love to describe. But I think if people are curious, then they should come along to Blackpool, because I love demoing it, because it's a really, it uses the props to create a really weird and genuine sort of moment. So you've got to, I guess, come and see that.
That sounds
weird. We had it previously, and we had it at Blackpool, and there's quite a lot of people have done this, EDC Dice version one. And actually, Luca Volpe made a suggestion. He has it, and I think he's performed it a few times, that streamlines it a lot. And when Luca makes a suggestion about it, you can't ignore him, because he's a pro and he knows a lot about this, and as well about audiences and how they respond, and he's done it in the real world. So when he tells me, oh, you should do this, I'm going to do it. So we made some aesthetic changes, added a little bit of disguise, and incorporated Luca's suggestion, and it's much better. Thank you, Luca. I'll make sure you get one as well, dude.
That's wonderful. I mean, that is a really strong lineup. Like, that's really, really strong. And on top of all of that, are you going to have some of your classic stuff as well?
So we've got Human, which is a sort of a weird coin prop with a really interesting mind-reading method using my Peek the Biz, which is like the best way of finding out something someone's thinking. It's sort of a fundamental mentalism method, and it's been built in to a trick that, again, is constructed to make something that some people find intimidating sort of as easy as possible by using timing and misdirection sort of structurally within the trick. Basically, that's I deal with a lot of that stuff. It's because I'm not particularly good at performing. So anytime I can make it easier, like if there's a move, if I can construct a routine that forces a very strong moment of misdirection to allow the move's probably fine. I just like, it's much easier to do if you can structurally do it. So a lot of the stuff that I've done is based around that. And we've also got thrift store find. We've actually got some of the boxes redone because
I love that trick.
That went out print recently.
Yeah,
and, we've got our new little the box for the psychic games.
That's
the slightly newer version.
Nice.
So that should be that's good. I love that one. That was a bit of a that's one of my favorite. Like, it's a Blackpool trick because it's a sort of it's based around a gizmo and this idea of being excited by finding a trick that no one can explain.
And that so was the my presentation's first, good fun. Yeah, that was the very first thing I ever saw you do. Like,
oh really?
Yeah. And I thought it was great. Well, we both bought one. Me and Ryan both bought one.
And it's and that again is based around a method that I came up with a while ago that is. In performance can be a little bit fragile, and it makes it completely self-working and trivially easy. So it's brilliant. Yeah, good fun. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to Blackpool so much. I'm going to bring a couple of my books along because people are looking at them. No one ever buys
Codex it. Because it's so big and heavy. Like, I imagine if you bring 10, that's it. No, it's just like
I like to have it there just to show off. Like I said, it's like no one goes to Blackpool to buy an enormous and heavy book.
I suppose if people saw it there and liked it, you could ship it out to them after Blackpool if they didn't want to. Like, if people are traveling on the train and they don't want to take a massive book with them, you know, there's options.
I'm going to have one, so at least if anyone's not seen this before, then it's got a cool trick that the book does as well. So I always enjoy showing that off. Very proud of that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Blackpool so much because we're going to be there with we've got a stand, we've got. Me and Roxana are going to be there, who's my my partner, and Luke and John, who are my good friends. We're always talking about magic, and they sort of meet up, and you know, they're my demo team, and I love spending the weekend of Blackpool with them. So it's like Christmas for me. It's one of my favorite times of year. Coming to Blackpool, it's going to be a good one.
You know what? Since you've been at Blackpool, there's a lot of new people that have got into magic. Like, especially in the last couple of years, there's so many new people that have got into magic, so many new people that have got into mentalism that might not have seen anything that you've done before. And I think you've had a flurry. I think now more than ever, a lot of people are aware of who you are. I think, you know, I raved about you on the Cube 52 project, then I raved about you again on Evoke, and then obviously Fusion Mosaic Phenomenon and Nyx and all of these projects that you've been involved with and that you've been doing. I think that, you know, a lot of new people into magic that might have, like, you know, just Phil Smith guy. Oh, Phil Smith.
Who's this guy Craig keeps going on about? For me, anyone in the shed, what's that all about?
And now they're finally going to get to meet you out in person, and you're not in the shed, so it's exciting.
If I could take the shed, oh God, that's it. That's my idea. I've been thinking about how I'm going to do the stand. It's too late for this year. Next year we'll have the shed.
Next year, you're going to have the shed,
down there. Yeah.
We've got to come into the shed, have a sit down.
I would love that. No, put it next to the Vanishing Ink Bouncy Castle downstairs. We have the Phil Smith Creative Shed.
Absolutely, the shed next to the great idea. That's awesome. You know what? Have you ever lectured at Blackpool?
I have not lectured at Blackpool, no.
You should lecture at Blackpool, honestly.
It's too niche. I'm too busy selling stuff.
Yeah.
No, that would be cool. But, you know, if people want to, I love going along and demoing. I love it. I think that sometimes you see people at the Ruskin at the end of the day, and they kind of want to, you know, they spent a year like working on stuff and they kind of want to show it off. But like that moment in the Ruskin when somebody's got like, I've got this thing and I just want to show it off. That's the whole of Blackpool for me. Is I look because I'm, you know, these things that I work on, these things that I work on with you, these products that I've got here, the Elder Deck, which are not even mine. I'm really proud of it. And I love, I don't know. I hope it shows across when people come through because I love these things. I love the idea that people are going to take something that I sat in the shed coming up with, take it away, and then go and have like a fun moment with their family or their friends, or you know, because that's it's not just a deck of cards. It's a moment that they're going to be able to have. Like, when we make the trick easy, but it means that they can do that trick and not worry about it. And so they can perform for like their colleagues at work, or if they're a professional, they could go and gig it at tables and, you know, and concentrate more on having fun. Or if they just want to show their, you know, be the cool uncle and show their nieces and nephews something when they go around for Sunday dinner, that, you know, that's the thing. That's why I want people to sit down and see the tricks, because that's the moment. I want them to have the moment and then be like, oh, I'll share that moment with someone else.
And you've been involved in so many tricks and so many routines and so many effects, both your own and with other people. It must be exciting to know that there's magicians, amateurs, hobbyists, professionals that are literally performing all over the world, that are blowing away audiences using ideas and concepts and designs that, if you hadn't have been here, that probably wouldn't have happened. But it's just amazing.
It's not. I mean, yeah, it's nice. Like the idea that I'm pretty confident to say that what we do to create these things is a kind of art, but it is a unique thing because it allows other people to express themselves and to create their own little bit of art. Like your vision of what magic is and my vision of what magic is, or, you know, and John Carey's vision of what magic is, or Pete Turner's, they're all different. And of course, the people who get these tricks and learn them, their vision is going to be different. But it's a tool for them to express that and create that moment and make a little 5-minute piece of art for their audiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I do love it. Yeah, it means a lot to me. Yeah, you're dead right.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell. You can tell. It's amazing. And I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. And I cannot wait to see how well you've done, because I know that everyone's just going to come flocking over to your stand. And they will. And I'm telling anybody that's listening to this interview, if you haven't seen Phil Smith's Elysian Duets deck yet, and you're on the fence about whether a marked deck is for you, just go over and just sit down with Phil and watch it, and then let him fool you again and again and again, because he will when you sit down with him, and you'll end up walking away with a ton of stuff, and it's all absolutely amazing. Because, yeah, I've said it before, I keep telling people, you're a genius, Phil. So there you go.
I do try.
You are. So yeah, I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. But thank you for. I know you're busy. I know you're preparing everything for Blackpool right now. It's only a few days away. So thanks for jumping on the channel, and thanks for having a chat about what you've got going on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Craig. It's always nice to talk to you, dude.
Oh, man, no problem. And guys, make sure that you go check out Phil Smith Creative. Go and sit down with Phil and have a chat with him. It's going to be an amazing booth. And leave a comment down below. And I'll be back again all this week with lots of interviews with various different people you're going to see at Blackpool. But thank you very much for watching. On behalf of Phil Smith, we will see you at the Blackpool Magic Convention 2024.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.